the Secker's legislative proposal regarding operating authority legislation.
So you've received in your packet a letter from Richard, who's the chair of the Secker's legislative committee. Most of you know him. And there is a proposal changing an operating authority. Well, there's a legislative proposal about the operating authority of the plans. They don't have specific language drafted on this proposal, and he explains a little bit in the letter why that is. But at this point, they're looking at just getting a preliminary idea of where the plans are relating to this. So I just kind of wanted to get a sense of, I wouldn't think that it's anything that we would necessarily be opposed to for other people considering, but I just wanted to get a sense of the board.
Well, they're looking for a support from us.
Right.
Whether or not we'd support the concept of this proposal, we want to go to Sacramento and gauge first how much support they get there from the legislature.
Yeah.
But then,
and they're actually
go to the writing once they've talked to people and gotten it.
Yeah.
Write something up.
Yeah.
And then again, we can always withdraw our support later if we don't like what's finally written.
Exactly. And that was specified in the letter as well. Right. And the vote actually wouldn't be until the May conference.
Does everyone here, I confess I read it, and to me, he had an incredibly hard time trying to state what is really,
you know what? I think, straightforward. I read the same thing. I thought, this is the most poorly written letter. I'm on page 3, and I don't know what his ask is still.
Yeah, well, that's right. I had a terrible time figuring it out.
He's clearly not an attorney, but no, it's just like, wait, somewhere buried is what he's asking for. No, I agree.
Well,
what is he asking for?
He's asking for whether or not we want to put in law this operating authority option for any system that's not already using one of these other four options that are out there to pass as a board, retirement board, without the Board of Supervisors' consent. I mean, the Board of Supervisors is completely out of it. A retirement board can decide from the four that I've already set as a model in the law to choose one of those.
If he had just said it that way, I wouldn't have raised the issue. Karen?
I'm just pointing to the last full paragraph in the letter. Spencer explained that, as discussed at the Secker's conference, the legislative committee is only requesting a preliminary position from the system at this time. A preliminary position, I don't think they're asking for or opposition, and I would suggest that the board consider stating that its preliminary position at this point is that we likely wouldn't oppose such a proposal, but we need to review the specific language of the bill before taking a position on it.
Yeah, it's sort of like we often in other committees just say we're taking a watch approach, where we're not going to oppose or support at this time, just sort of see how it materializes.
Yeah, I think they're looking at for the systems that are not involved yet to see if they're interested in doing something like this. Mm-hmm. I think that's what this is all about. If everybody's interested, then they'll go ahead with the legislation. Mm-hmm. They'll write the legislation.
So presumably Gail and Karen will work on language to that effect, because that makes sense to me.
Is this a motion topic?
No.
Or just directed?
Direction would be fine at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not agendized for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Karen, Gail, do you have the direction you need?
We're good.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Okay.